Thanks for joining us for hour number two of Galesburg Live. I'm Will Stevenson. Galesburg's Evening News is my day job, weeknights from 5 to 6. I appreciate your support there, and I appreciate, though, nonetheless, coming in every now and then to host some community conversations of greater detail than we do in the evenings. We're glad to do that here on Galesburg Live every Saturday morning. As you just heard, our community food drive is now officially underway, the first of two we will do this year to, at least here in Galesburg, benefit the Fish Food Pantry. And I thought that would be a perfect time to bring in Diane Copeland, the president of the Fish Food Pantry, who is here in studio this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're very glad to have you for sure, Diane. Talk about your involvement in the Fish Food Pantry. How long have you been involved, and what led you to be involved at first?
Basically, I've been involved for probably 9 to 10 years. I'm not exactly sure when I started.
Time flies, doesn't it?
It does. Time flies when you're having fun, you know, and I do have fun there. So, I don't know. I always say that fish found me. So, fish found me, and we'll just kind of leave it at that for right now.
I think that's fair enough. I think that's probably how some of the best work in the community is done, is that somehow it finds you versus you finding it, right?
I agree, totally. So, and I've been the president of Fish for, this is my fourth year, and we're just having an election, and I was trying to find someone maybe to run for president. But
you never find anybody who wants to run for president when it's actually time to run.
Well, about a year ago, I said, does anyone have any aspirations? You know, and of course they said, oh, sure, you know. But no, I do love fish, and it looks like I'm probably going to be the president of fish again, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's my passion.
Well, WGIL projects Diane Copeland will win another election as president of the Fish Food Pantry. I didn't have to say that this week, so I'm glad glad to do it here. But regardless of your role, we appreciate what you're doing for our community for sure.
Like I say, thank you. It's very important. Fish, I can hardly believe that fish has existed for 49 years.
Wow, that is a long time.
1970 is when it was incorporated, and so next year will be 50. I think we need to do something.
I think so. We'll have to work on that for sure.
I think so.
It's one of those things where, you know, and maybe I'm pleasantly surprised at the length of time fish has been in the community, but it almost seems to me like maybe it should have been longer, but then, you know, 50 years is a long time for sure. What, I imagine you're pretty familiar with the history. How did it get started?
Well, actually, it's my understanding that when it first started, fish did all kinds of things for people, all kinds of community services. They did reading to shut-ins. They did some babysitting. They mowed lawns. They shoveled snow. They just whatever the needs, personal needs of a person were, along with the need for food. And it started basically in church basements, is my understanding also. And but through the years, it just got to be too much. It was for volunteers to do all of that.
Yeah, I imagine it's one of those things where the intent is well and it's well placed, but yeah, at some point I imagine either the need becomes too great or the help becomes too stressed, or maybe a combination of all those things.
Well, it was just people calling from their homes, their home phone, you know, people would call them in, and but I think what they did was figure out what they did best was be a food pantry. And so I think it just evolved over the years down to that point. And I'm not sure exactly what year it changed just to a food pantry, but there is a big need.
I imagine, though, that as important as it has become that fish solely focused on being a food pantry, I imagine that it was probably a difficult thing for those folks to make that decision. I mean, it's one of those things where you're doing a lot of good work, but the decision to kind of either scale back or focus in another way is always kind of a difficult one.
Correct. And since, you know, Fish is 100% volunteer run, always has been, I think, you know, there again, like you say, it's hard to find people to do all of those things sometimes. And by having the pantry, you know, I think they just phased out everything that was probably creating some difficulties maybe for people. And as the people maybe left Fish, they didn't have anyone to fill those positions. That's a lot of time.
How much how long has fish just been a food pantry then?
Do you know? See, and I don't know that.
Oh, right, you did say that.
I'm not really sure when they actually. I could probably find that someplace if I looked, but
probably a vast majority of those 50 years, though. I would say yes.
Okay. To that.
On that note, we will take our first break here. We're talking with Diane Copeland, president of the Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg. Our community food drive, which is going on right now, benefits fish. So get out to either Hy-Vee or the Galesburg Walmart and pick up some extra non-perishables. We'll take those after 4 o'clock today to the Fish Food Pantry. We'll talk about more about the pantry, how it works, the need that's there, and if you are listening and need help, we can direct you to how you can get that help as well. We'll do all that when we come back. It is 8:22. Galesburg Live continues in a moment on WGIL. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. We're approaching 8:25 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Thank you very much for tuning in to Galesburg Live this morning. I'm Will Stevenson with you this week. I believe Eric Hansen will take over the hosting duties next week and take his turn on Galesburg Live. But I am very glad to be with you this morning, and I'm very glad to be here in studio with Diane Copeland, president of the Fish Food Pantry. Again, thanks once again for joining us today, Diane.
Thank you again for having me.
We're very glad to have you. And you and Fish are doing a lot of fantastic work for the community. And I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, but I imagine it's while we're doing a lot of great work for the community, I wish we didn't have to do so much of it. But it's when the need is there, Fish certainly steps up.
That's correct. We wish we weren't here. You know, that would be our greatest wish, that there would be no hungry people. But, you know, that's probably not going to happen overnight. And what we can do is just help as much as we can.
I think we've been doing this food drive for at least 15 years or more now. And I imagine in each of those years, I imagine the need, or at least in terms of people and families that you serve at Fish, I imagine is almost constantly gone up, hasn't it?
Actually, the odd part is the last couple years, we sort of went down in numbers. However, that has changed. And this year, we are, I guess the easiest way to put it is last year, we served 13,287 individuals.
Wow.
And this year, through October, we've already served 13,000. It was 13,352 last year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so this year is 13,287 through October.
Wow. So you're pretty much, that need is pretty much right on target with what you've had in the last year.
In 10 months.
That's
and we still have 2 months to go.
To what, do you have any way of kind of tracking or figuring out to what you attribute a lot of that? Is the need is truly greater? Are more people finding out about the agency? Is it a combination of that, or is it something else?
You know, I don't know if there's any way to really pinpoint that.
Yeah.
We don't really know, because we don't ask our clients a lot of questions.
Sure.
We don't question anything, actually. The only thing we do is require that they have an ID that shows they live in Knox County, because
okay.
we do serve all of Knox County. But, you know, there's various reasons. There's seniors who are on Social Security who just don't have enough to sustain themselves just with that.
Mm-hmm.
Prices of medications, you know, people can have an emergency in their home, loss of jobs, you know. But we have no way, actually, of knowing why they're coming to the pantry.
I imagine it's one of those things, like I think maybe we've talked about with other agencies, that I imagine you in a way you almost don't want to know what people are going through. And conversely, I imagine that it's would be a very difficult thing for some of those clients to be able to tell you.
Actually, that's very true. We want everyone to feel welcome at Fish. That's one reason, the only reason we ask anything just for their proof of residency is because we do receive commodities
yeah.
through Riverbend. Otherwise, we wouldn't even, and they have to sign a paper that just basically says that they are within the guidelines, the income guidelines for USDA commodities. However, we don't ask them that. You know, it's all self-declaration. Everything at Fish is self-declaration.
And I imagine, and I want to talk more about that process of how you get food and how you partner with Riverbend a bit later on. But I imagine that's probably just kind of signing off on that for some people is probably difficult enough, right?
I'm sure it is. You know, actually, we just want to make everyone feel welcome. I think we talked before about going to client choice. Mm-hmm. And so our clients really love that, you know. So they get to go through the pantry now and pick out what food that they want. You know, we still have our guidelines. We've got little sheets up in the pantry that say how many of each item they may have. But I just think it does a lot for them, making it easier for them to come there. It's more like a shopping experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I say, we've really enjoyed that. Plus, we get more contact with our guests that way also.
Okay. We'll talk more about that process and, again, how you get what you get from the community and from other entities and how that sort of works. And I've noted that social media has been a thing that Fish has used from time to time, too. I imagine we'll talk more about that as we roll along, but we need to take another break for news. Diane Copeland is president of the Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg. We'll talk more about everything that Fish does, and they are a valuable, wonderful asset to this community. We'll continue that discussion following WGIL News headlines with Nick Isher, and we'll also check in with Tyler Gum at the Galesburg Walmart Supercenter for our community food drive benefiting the aforementioned Fish Food Pantry. That's all coming up as Galesburg Live continues on WGIL.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
It's 8:38 at WGIL. We're continuing Galesburg Live, our final hour this morning. I'm Will Stevenson. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we are talking with Diane Copeland this hour, president of the Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg. Again, Diane, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you again. And I also want to mention that this is one of our largest community food drives, and it's a major help to Fish.
We are thrilled, and we are very honored to be able to help you out in this way. It is a fantastic thing, and as we mentioned before, you are doing great work in the community.
Well, this is an awesome food drive, and like I say, this is the only way that we stock our pantry is through monetary donations, food donations, and volunteers. So we need this.
Tyler mentioned there are a lot of the non-perishable items that are needed. Does that pretty much cover what stocks the food pantry, or are there other items that the folks can give that will help you out?
Oh, non-perishables, any non-perishables. And I think the laundry list that just went through sounded perfect.
Right.
That's pretty much our pantry staples.
And we mentioned we also collect monetary donations, and we do get a nice amount of cash we're able to pass on to you at the end of the day today at 4 o'clock as well. That's also important because that pretty much I would say helps the operation of Fish, but that really pretty much goes into a lot of the perishables you also give that are purchased, correct?
That is correct. We do stock in the pantry cheese, margarine, lunch meat, and some frozen meats like ground beef. So, yes, we do purchase those. The non-perishables, you know, are very important, but also those perishables. And the other good thing about monetary donation is that we do have an agreement through Riverbend where we can turn $1 into $5 because actually we can purchase food there for 20 cents per pound.
That's got to be a godsend to you in order to be able to help help stock the shelves that way and do it in as economical of a manner as you possibly can, right?
It is, and we get a truck from Riverbend once a month. We place an order through them. As I said before, we get commodities from them, so that helps immensely because that's free food for us, basically.
Right. Talk about the importance of Riverbend. That's not something that you've always had in your back pocket necessarily, is that right?
Ever since I've been there, we've had an agreement with River Bend. I don't know exactly when that started either.
I started thinking about that because earlier this year, Carl Sandburg College's food pantry started partnering with River Bend, and I know they do some other work in the region with other food pantries. And I imagine as much as we talk about the need that that has grown over the years, especially it sounds like this year at Fish, that need Riverbend has kind of grown right alongside it.
Oh, I'm sure. And actually, they do cover, I think it's 25 surrounding counties.
Yeah.
They are in Davenport, but they are the ones for this Western Illinois area where they have all the commodities for all the those food banks, food pantries.
I imagine one of the things I talked about, and maybe I've just noticed this just recently, but it's been going on for a while. Every once in a while, I'll see a social media post on Fish's Facebook page, which of course is just repetitive because I just said social media. But anyway, it's Saturday morning. What are you going to do? But every now and then you will have these giveaways of some of these major commodities you get in.
That's correct. Actually, we've been doing that once a month. The reason for that is because we're getting a lot of commodities that are perishable at the moment. We're getting milk, which we cannot. 44 cases of milk come in at a time, which is
goodness.
Wonderful for the community.
Yeah.
But we have no area to store that. We don't have the refrigeration area. We're getting fresh fruits. And there again, you know, we don't really have enough room in our pantry to store fresh fruits and vegetables. So when we get those, we give those away in the parking lot. So that's another wonderful event to put food in Knox County. And people get a lot of good nourishment that way, and we'll have another one on, I believe, the third Wednesday date is the 20th.
So, yes, that is the 20th.
So our truck comes on the 20th, and we will have another one on that day. So,
and I imagine you get a lot of great response to that, too. I imagine people are ready to go once they hear the word that those supplies are available.
We do. Our parking lot gets overrun. We usually have at least 50 families that come. It's at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
And so there's usually, you know, at least 50 families that we serve. And I know that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but yet, you know, we don't have enough for too many more than that. You know, we just have a limited quantity, whatever they send to us. But that works well.
That comes from River Bend as well?
That's correct, because it's a commodity. And we've got all kinds of split yellow peas. That's a commodity. And so if anyone really needs split yellow peas, come see me out at the pantry. And it is a commodity. We have to handle it as such. But
yeah. That's fantastic, though, that you're able to do that. But I imagine, though, that's almost, and I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, almost problematic, because that means you have more than you can fit in. And it's not, I imagine, like you can just go and expand and make the food pantry bigger to accommodate all that either, right?
That is correct. Currently, we do have a little bit of offsite storage over at KCCDD. They've been kind enough as neighbors to share a couple of their rooms with us.
That's great.
And so we've kind of got that little partnership that we're doing at the moment. We could not survive without it. Our pantry is just not big enough because if you serve over 500 families per month, and in July we served 604 families.
Wow.
August it was 632, I believe. That's a lot of people and a lot of food.
Does I note that those were summer months you just mentioned. Does the need vary based on season, or how does that tend to work? I imagine that winter is probably almost a more difficult time for a lot of people than summer is, but maybe summer's just as problematic, I guess, for lack of a better term.
And there again, I'm not sure that the month makes a difference.
Okay.
It doesn't really seem to. Although our lowest month this year was in January, and that was only like 386 families or something, as I recall. But since January, it has just been a steady climb. And like I say, we average. If you look at the average, it's about 28 families per day that go through the pantry. And, of course, some days it's 40 families. Some days it's 20. But there again, we are very busy and we have limited space.
And what happens, I guess, do you ever run into a time where you worry you're not going to have enough to help everybody, or is it just one of those things where somehow it always works out?
Well, you know, somehow it always works out.
Yeah.
It's just kind of amazing. And I know there have been weeks where we've gone shopping every day of the week, it seems like, because there are some items that we couldn't get from Riverbend. It's so convenient just to have that big truck pull in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, if one of the items, we have a shopping list that we shop from.
Okay.
And if they don't happen to have peanut butter on there, or they don't happen to have instant potatoes on there, or pork and beans, you know, just something that we try to keep in the pantry as a staple, then we go shopping locally.
Okay.
And so, that's another one of my jobs.
I imagine that you're probably able to, as much as it's somewhat inexpensive, for lack of a better term, to get some of these commodities from Riverbend. I imagine, do the grocery stores, do the Hy-Vees, the Walmarts, the Hy-Lows and all that, are they able to work with you on cost as you need it, so that you can get more bang for your buck, if you will?
They do at times, yeah. Yes. And every day we get a donation from Hy-Vee on Main Street of bread and pastries.
That's great.
We don't purchase bread and pastries, but, you know, it's necessary to make a sandwich with your lunch meat. Or we like to have something child-friendly there where we can, you know, a child can go ahead and make themselves a sandwich or put some peanut butter on some crackers. Or...
So, yeah, I'm currently reacquainting myself with my love of peanut butter. Oh. So I kind of understand some of that.
Well, we always have peanut butter.
Yeah.
And we add jelly too. You know, I know jelly maybe isn't the most nutritional thing, but, you know, peanut butter and jelly kind of go together. So
of course they do. Everybody loves that.
You know, and but basically... We have, I don't know how it happens, but the need gets out there. Someone will hear, oh, the pantry is low on potatoes. And guess what? At our door, someone shows up with potatoes.
Okay. Well, we mentioned all those items in the last cut, and we'll check in with Tyler again here in a few minutes. But is there any one of those items that you are in need of more than any others at this moment? That's one of the things that I think folks, having been out at the food drive, will come up and ask us from time to time. They'll ask us, what sorts of things are they looking for, or what is maybe the one item they need more than others?
Well, it may sound strange, but at the moment, canned vegetables.
Okay.
Because that's another item we have not been able to order quite as much from Riverbend on the donated list. We have a purchase list from them and a donated list.
Okay.
We try to utilize the donated list because that's only 20 cents per pound.
Okay.
So, and they have not had many canned vegetables on that list. So any canned vegetables, and like I say, we like to have a variety. That's one thing about going to Choice. We also found out that people love cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
You know, and we never purchased cream of mushroom soup that much because we just thought when we were filling their boxes, we weren't sure if when someone got home they wanted a can of cream of mushroom soup, where if you put in chicken noodle, you know, that's pretty much a... So we have found that one of our best sellers, if you want to call it that, and we have found when we place our order, cream of mushroom soup is great.
All right, there you go. So those of you hearing us in the walking into Walmart right now, where our speakers are set up by the UPS truck, cream of mushroom soup, canned vegetables, but any non-perishable will go a long way to helping the fish food pantry.
Oh, correct. Anything, you know, crackers. We also saltine crackers. That's another thing.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so saltine crackers, cream of mushroom soup, canned vegetables, and your generosity. Those are some of the things that help keep the fish food pantry going. We'll check in with the community food drive again in just a moment, but we'll also take a break here. And when we come back, a few more minutes with Diane Copeland, president of the Fish Food Pantry. As Galesburg Live continues on WGIL, we're approaching 8:50. Good morning.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
I guess if we didn't go a little crazy while we were out there, we wouldn't get all the help we get in our community food drive for the Fish Food Pantry. It's 8:57. Just like that, we are almost out of time on Galesburg Live this morning. I'm Will Stevenson. We have another minute or two here with Diane Copeland, president of the Fish Food Pantry. Let's get down to basics here. If someone has not... been to fish before and they need the help, you will always welcome them.
That is correct. And it's very easy. You just call 343-7807. And actually, that's an answering service through Cottage Hospital. They fax us a list several times a day, and then you will receive a call back from the pantry just with a few basic questions so we can get your voucher ready for you when you come in. We do give a voucher for milk and eggs that everyone gets. And so, like I say, you'll just expect a call back. They'll ask you just a few basic questions, and then you just come out to 688 Hawthorne Court. You can pick your food up there. Like I say, you get to go shopping on your own and go through the pantry and sort of pick out what you want. And we would love to have you come visit us. Like I say, if you need food, the need is very real in our community. We see it every day. And we say providing food for those in need is what Fish does. That's our mission statement. And so it's very simple and to the point. And we've got a lot of great people out there waiting to greet you if you would like to come out and get food. So just call that number.
We have a few seconds left. And before I ask about hours of operation, do you need more help doing the work at the pantry?
We always like volunteers. And there again, we get a food truck on the third Wednesday, which is a semi, and we have to unload that. Okay. And so that's about 7:30 in the morning on the third Wednesday of the month.
And you can just contact the number that I'll die and give once again momentarily. But hours you're available?
We are there Monday through Friday from 10 to 3.
And one more time, the phone number?
Okay, 343-7807.
And Fish has a website and a Facebook presence as well. You can find out those
things
as well. Diane Copeland, president of the Fish Food Pantry, thanks so much again, and thanks for all the work that you and Fish are doing for our community.
Well, thank you, and thank the community. And like I say, this is one of our biggest food drives, and this is how we exist, because the need is real.
Very good, and we're very happy to help you again. Thanks so much, Diane, and thanks for joining us today on Galesburg Live. Today's homeowner is next at 9 o'clock. I'm Will Stevenson. Have a great weekend. Be kind to one another. Local news is next.